All right, we're back from the holiday seasons. Hopefully everybody had a good Christmas. And for the guys who are out there working and girls, thank you for your service. Well, we get to enjoy the peace and comfort of our own homes with our families. This freaking phone, I forgot to turn up the volume as I went live. But doesn't matter. Today, I'm going to kind of switch it up a little bit and just give you guys something that you probably wouldn't expect here. But it's good stuff for the New Jersey cops. And I imagine for people in the around the country, you probably have something similar in your laws as well. I like to let fate kind of determine what videos I'm going to do. Just so you know, Anthony and Joe, I haven't forgotten about you. I'm into your stuff. I'm going to give you videos tomorrow. It is getting late, so I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to do a video for everybody before I left today to go home and eat dinner and go sleep with my family. But I'll be back here cranking in the morning real early. We got some cool stuff going on. We have one of the new instructors coming into the office tomorrow to work on his PowerPoint presentation. A lot of cool stuff. I think bloody figure out who that's going to be. It's not Mr. Gilmore. It is somebody else. You can guess. You probably figure it out. He'll be here tomorrow working on his PowerPoint presentation so we can get him scheduled up and running to do some classes for 2018 with real sharp stuff. So, but today we talk about 2C:2B-16 in New Jersey. Persons intoxicated in a public place, assisted to a facility, and determination of intoxication. So there's a case in the case law that comes out, and I'm just reading it here. It's Morey versus Palmer. It's New Jersey. It's from 1989. And basically what happens here is a cop from South Toms River gets sent to a service call where there's a guy drunk in the middle of the street. He manages to get him off the street. And later, about 3 hours and 40 minutes later, I think he gets hit by a car and killed. And they try to sue him, saying that the police officer was responsible for the fact that he was, you know, put into an intoxication facility. And the court said, no, that's not true. There's immunity to it. The police officer did take an action. And at that time, Mr. Morey didn't seem like he was incapacitated. What the courts have said is this. They have, if you actually read 26:2B-16, which I'll attach the hyperlink here. That's a big service call for a lot of cops. You're going to go and deal with intoxicated people. And really, the determination on whether or not you can force somebody to a treatment facility is incapacitation. So, this is what it says. This is the meat and potatoes of it. Just so you guys know, you can use force if you have to. It's not an arrest, but this is what it says here. Any person who is intoxicated in a public place may be assisted to his residence. So this is the key here. Any person who is intoxicated in a public place may be assisted to his residence or to an intoxication treatment center or other facility by a police officer or other authorized person. Any person who is intoxicated in a public place and who a police officer has reason to believe is incapacitated shall be assisted by the police officer. When they say shall, there's a lot of power in that word. Shall means you're going. You're going, bitch. It doesn't matter what you want to do. You're going. Just like get somebody who implied or gave you enough reason to believe that they were going to harm themselves. There's a lot of times people who would make threats about suicide, and when we showed up, didn't want to go, but maybe admitted that they did say they were going to kill themselves. You have to go. You're not going to have a choice. We're obligated with that duty to make that happen. But it says, shall be assisted by the police officer to an intoxication treatment center or other facility. I think that it's really clear, and every case is going to be different. If you have somebody who's an alcoholic, who is a typical alcoholic, one of your frequent flyers, are you able to rip that person out of their home or their residence or from a place that they're not bothering somebody and force them to a facility? No. But if you have somebody who's passed out or doesn't know what they're completely inebriated or intoxicated, beyond the point of actual, let me just close this. I forgot to turn the volume off on this phone. I'm so sorry. But past the point of being able to take care or care for themselves, yeah, you can force somebody to an intoxication facility. I'm going to put that up here. You can read through it. And let's see. As long as you don't use physical injury, you're using reasonable, necessary to carry out authorized responsibilities. The police officer reasonably believes that his safety or the safety of the person presents so requires, he may search the person and his immediate surroundings, but only to the extent necessary to discover and seize any dangerous weapon which may be on that occasion be used against the officer or person present. I think somebody had a job recently where they reached out to me like, hey, we had somebody who was intoxicated. We checked their person, and you're allowed to hear. That's where it says you're allowed to do that. So when you guys go out and do this stuff in New Jersey, read 2B-16. It's almost essentially the Law of Justice version. It's only 5 paragraphs. Take the time to read it. I'll read it to you if you want the whole thing. I think I pretty much covered it here. But it's worth it. Take the minute to click the link up here and read it. It's not me. I just want you guys to do a better job out there and know that remember one time we had somebody who was like, oh, you used force to supervise. Like, oh, we used force, you know, to get him into the ambulance. I'm like, look, you know, it's not an arrest. You got to understand that we're taking somebody who's in medical assistance that can't control themselves to go to a facility. So with that being said, guys, if you want me to cover a subject that you're unclear about, one, if I've done it before, you can use the search function here on Facebook. A lot of the stuff, if you're from around the country, a lot of the stuff be very clear with before you go out making arrests for people who smell like marijuana. Make sure that you are checking to make sure that's New Jersey or countrywide compliant. But a lot of stuff I'll try to address, whether it's Jersey or and the tactics, they're universal everywhere. Coming out to Indiana soon, man, looking forward to everybody there. Next class coming up in Jersey, Bergen County, 116 through 117. And then we have a bunch of stuff, streetcoptraining.com. You can check out when you want to come to one of these courses. It's fine. If you need anything, you want me to do any kind of topics, let me know. But use the search function in the group. You'll be able to find stuff you're looking for on a whim. See you guys later.